You're listening to The Mindful Experiment. Here's your host, Dr. Vic Manzo. Welcome back to another episode. This is Dr. Vic, and I'm excited that you're here. And we're diving deep, and I hope you love the title of this episode because I'm excited to go a little deep here with you guys in the next 15, 20 minutes to talk all about this and have you understand how we're really not choosing in our life. We're actually being created a mess of our life, and we're not really knowing what we really, really want. And I'll break all into that and so much more. Before we do, I have a course that I have launched called Unlock Your Greatness. It dives into concepts like what we're going to talk about today and so, so much more. It is a 10-week course. Each week has at least hour to hour and a half of video content diving deep into the concepts of what we're talking about, reflections, journaling, meditations, and so much more, breathwork recommendations to really help you really dive deep into each week. And for the Mindful Experiment community, we are offering 25% off the course. The code is in the show notes. The link is in the show notes. Go ahead, register, click the link. You go ahead and put everything in. There'll be a little code to put in there. You put it in, you'll get 25% off the course. And that way, we only have that discounted to the Mindful Experiment community. So I don't share that anywhere else. And it's one of those things to really help you dive deep. The whole purpose of the course, you can learn more there, is to really unlock that true greatness of what we are, who we are, and what we're about, and how we can get away and be free from this chaos, what we created, this mess, in a sense, of what we've done with our lives and how to shift that. So check it out. It's in the show notes. Also, join my Facebook group. We dive into, share a lot of these things, and we're going to start to very here soon be doing recordings live there. And we'll try to schedule them. My schedule is getting a little bit more fixed where I can do this. And we'll also be doing interviews again, and we'll be doing them live there. And you can join the conversation. So join us there. Its link is in the show notes. So you don't know what you want. It's an interesting statement. Some of you are already in your mind saying, I do know what I want. And that's already a sign that you don't know what you want. And so let me dive into this a little. So we have a heart and a mind, okay? Would you say your mind is nice and quiet? Nothing comes in, no thoughts. There's no rambling that just happens out of nowhere. It doesn't just start talking to you, right? You don't have that happen, do you? But you're there, right? You're in there. Like, I'm here. I'm in here. My question to you, is your mind you? Is that voice and thoughts and everything that comes up, is that really you? Okay. Yeah, I have to think about that for a second, because when we look at that perspective, the voice sounds like you, doesn't it? Isn't it amazing how it sounds? It talks like you. It uses the words like you, the pitches and elevations, or sometimes it gives imagery to you. It's fascinating how it does those things. It can really trick you to think that it's you, but it's not. When I say it's not you, we got to define who you are first so that you can understand the basis of all this. So the essence of who you are is consciousness. That's the essence of you. It's the observer of the observing, the observer observing. So you have you, the individual right here, seeing this world, right? And then there's someone watching that. That's someone on the back end. That's you. That's the true essence of who you are. That's your pure consciousness. That is the thing that is eternal. It changes forms, but it never gets destroyed. It is eternal. It's always a state of bliss. It's always a pure state. Okay? That is your consciousness level. Some say it's your soul, their spirit, whatever you want to call it, but that is your consciousness. All right? That governs this body, gives it the life, to let it run and do all the things that it does. But at the same token, it gives you this looking around and going, here I am in this, I'm in my office. So I'm looking around the office going, here I am. Cool. This is an office. I'm experiencing an office as a human being in my house where I'm at, where I'm located. Very cool. Okay. But that mind, Hoo-hoo. He likes to talk a lot. You ever have someone cut you off? What does your mind say? You ever have someone say something to you? Or maybe they didn't call you like they were going to at all. They said they were supposed to call you at this time and they didn't. Did your mind create a story behind that? Your mind talks all the time. It never stops talking. So what does this all have to do with you not knowing what you want? Well, it's real simple. You have the, we're going to get, we got a little bit of, again, a little bit of mind. I want to bring in a little bit of heart. And then I'm going to show you how you choose, don't choose. You're letting your outside world choose then instead of you. You see, because the mind's always judging things. The mind is always looking out into the world and judging, is it fit certain things for you or if it doesn't? When you say, hey, do you want chocolate or vanilla? Simple, here's a simple question. Do you like chocolate ice cream or do you like vanilla ice cream? Now, if you're a person that says, I don't have ice cream, I don't like it. Okay, well, choose something else. What has two options to it? All right, do you like, baseball? Are you a Chicago Cubs fan or a Chicago White Sox fan if you're from Chicago? If you're from New York, if you're a Mets fan or are you a Yankees fan? Are you, let's say you're not into sports. Okay, fine. Do you like this celebrity or that celebrity? Do you like, you get what I'm saying? Two options, whatever relates to you. Now, which one do you like? So I'm going to go back to the ice cream one. It's easy. Do you like chocolate or vanilla? So I'm asking myself that right now. I choose vanilla. Now, what most people are going to do after this is say, well, here's a question after I ask. Well, why do you like vanilla? Why do you like that baseball team? Why do you like that celebrity? Why do you like this? Why do you like that? Okay. Now, the mind's going to kick in and tell you all the reasons why. Okay. If you're in health and you're a holistic doc, why do you like holistic doctors versus medical? Well, because the medical system is this and this and this. And look what they do. All they do is push drugs and blah, 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 blah. And brrr, all that stuff that comes through the mind. Okay. Is that you? No. Not at all. Are you choosing or is your mind choosing for you? Is it choosing on experiences? Because most people have them. And so forth. So like, let's get back then. I like to keep it simple. Chocolate and vanilla. Why do you like vanilla? Well, I don't like chocolate. Well, why don't you like chocolate? Well, because it tastes like this and this and this and this. Well, why? Okay. So you're breaking down all these reasons. If I made it this far and you're still listening to the podcast, thumbs up. You're doing good. Because now what you're doing is you're letting your mind dictate your life. And the mind's dictated by the external world of what's coming in through the eyes and what your brain is perceiving, rendering these images. But the problem with the mind, it's conditioned to have a list of things that it likes and doesn't like automatically. You've developed this as you were as a kid. And I'm not going to get on this because I've done it on these course. I've done it in the podcast and so forth. But in the course, I go so much deeper into all this. But the thing is, you have created a conditioning that makes you like something and don't like something. And you give reasons to why that is because of that shopping list or the thing that you've created, that conditioning. I call it a shopping list. And that's what's going to either push things away or bring it closer. So if someone appeases the mind and it suits your shopping list, you're going to love it. And that's why you gave a whole slew of reasons why you don't like something. That's not you choosing. Because as soon as something else comes out there and it changes things, it hits things a certain way, you're off to that new thing. And I see this in health. You see this in relationships. You see this in finance. You see in your career. You see in all these different things. You're chasing things all the time. Right. You're looking for the next new thing, right? I love when in the holistic world, everyone's looking for the next new trend. What's the next new thing? What's the next this? What's the next that we're going to go? It's like health hasn't changed much. Like your body's genetics has only changed, I think, like 0.02%, maybe 3%, 4% in the last 20,000 years. But yet we have how many new things coming up that's going to be the newest, biggest breakthrough for our health? So then that ends up you're not choosing. Now, if your mind's sitting here, here's another way I could show you. If your mind's sitting here and it's having thoughts about what I'm saying and it's fighting it or has a voice running or you're saying to yourself, that's pretty good. I like what he's saying there. Or your mind's saying, I don't like anything he's saying right now. You're not choosing. It's that simple. And I'm just, all I'm doing here in this whole episode, I may ruffle some feathers. The point of this is just to create some awakening and awareness to how much you let your mind dictate your life. And your mind's always analyzing things. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it pain? Is it pleasure? It's good? Is it bad? Is it pain? Is it pleasure? It's good? Is it bad? Is it pain? Is it pleasure? And it's constantly looking outside to make sure, this to get the environment to be a certain way so that you can be good and okay. All right. That's the premise of it all. Your brain is designed to keep you comfortable. And so that's what it's looking for. So it's not the way you know that you're not living and being controlled and you're actually choosing is when you get asked the question, do you like chocolate or vanilla ice cream? I like vanilla ice cream. Well, why do you like vanilla ice cream? I just like vanilla ice cream. Well, why do you like it? I just like it. Well, why do you though? I don't know. I just like it. You get where I'm going there? I just like it. I choose to have vanilla ice cream. I like it. That's all. Well, do you like chocolate? Chocolate's okay. Well, why is chocolate okay? I don't know. It's just okay. I really don't have any reasoning behind it. I just choose vanilla. It just resonates more with me. I do this. Why? Just what I like to do. I don't really have to. Why do I have to have a reason? I enjoy the experience of it. That's more freeing. Because then you just choose what you enjoy without having reasons. And this is some deep stuff if you really hone in on that. But what we've done is, and taking this a little further for you guys, is we have the heart side of it. So the mind and heart are different, but they work together. Because in our life, we've had painful memories and pleasure. Remember I said, brain is always looking at pain and pleasure. Those are feelings. And so it's looking at feelings in your life that you may like or don't like. And it's going to create stories to help you feel a little more better about things to just keep you okay. If you like are a people pleaser and you're like, that's okay, I'll say yes. It's just this time. It's no big ordeal, right? It is a big ordeal. You're creating resentment over time. Those people become very resentful later down in life because they keep stuffing and blocking their true essence of themselves. And this gets stored as patterns in the body, which creates health issues and so much more. But we do this in so many ways. But the heart has, when something is pleasurable, we love it. We want to hold on to it. And we want it to be that every experience we have every time we do it. Let's say you went out and went golfing and you were just having a blast golfing, the people, the atmosphere, the conversations, everything was just beautiful. And you're like, oh my God, I love that so much. I want to hold on to that. I want to have that again. Oh my God. So you go with that expectation the next time and it's totally not there. Ever been there? You ever have done something where it's like, oh, amazing. You went again and it wasn't that much. And everyone's like, well, that's the law of diminishing effect. It's not going to be the same every single time. Every time you do it, it's going to get less and less and less. That's not true. Not if you're learning the stuff that I'm trying to share here. Or becoming more aware of it, then you realize it's a new experience every single time. And I talked about this in my book called Rediscover Your Greatness, how I get so fascinated with children. And I have a daughter who's almost three now, and I love it. She'll be like, Daddy, I want to read books. And I'll be like, what books do you want to read? And she'll pull out the books. I'm like, wow, I think I've gone through this book probably about 60 times this week, right? And I'll just be like, so what do parents normally do? I don't want to read that book. Let's do another book, right? Because they need something to keep entertaining them. They need something new every single time. Kids are different. They're natural. We're teaching them to turn in this way. But what we could do is I get a little excited. I read the book like I've never read it before. And it actually works for me. I'm not saying I'm 100% at this. I'm human. There's sometimes I'm like, can we choose a different book today? Just Daddy wants to try a different book. And of course, you'll get another book I read about 150 times just in that week. But it's okay. But there's a book, there's one that's called Pasta, Pasta, Lazza, Pasta. I'm Italian. So I love using my Italian accent when I read Italian accent. When I talk lots of pasta, auntie, whatever. I don't even know the name, but I've read it so many times. But I'll read it like I never have before, and I'll use that voice. And then sometimes my daughter will hear me say, Daddy, no, Daddy, no. Use your normal voice, please. I'm like, honey, this is my normal voice. But I embrace and enjoy the moment as it's fresh and new as much as I can. And it's a great rehearsal for me because I can constantly use these things to help me in that process. But the point I was trying to share all that is that in our lives, we don't embrace the moment that is. What we do is it has to be new because we're not okay inside. So we need new things all the time. most humans are not okay. I mean, if you don't believe that to be true, why is when we want to punish someone, and as a parent, you've done this if you do timeouts, but when we want to punish people like adults, we put them in confinement all by themselves. And if they're really bad in prison, we put them in solitary confinement where they go into those rooms that they're locked in and there's really nothing there. As parents with children, what do we do when we want to punish them? Go sit in your room. Right? And the thing is that's how I know we're not okay. We're not okay inside. And we need distractions. So the heart, right? What we do, mind tries to help fix the world, fix you, the world, so that you can be okay inside. The heart, the conditioning, the traumas, and so forth, that's what they're there. And so pain, pleasure. If something is painful and reminds you of your past, you're not going to like this person. If it was someone, let's say Uncle Johnny, and you didn't like Uncle Johnny because he, the way he gave you a look, and he had a toothpick in his mouth. I don't know. I'm just trying to make some up really out there. And by the way, it was just a look he gave all the time. You just didn't like it. It rubbed you the wrong way. All of a sudden, your friends are like, hey, I got this great guy I want you to meet. He's absolutely amazing. You are going to love him. He has such a big heart. He's great. He's this. He's that. He's checking up, trying to check all those boxes off. And you go and meet him, and everything's going great. Your heart's opened up. You're feeling good. And then comes the look. And you're like, telling your friends after, I don't know about this guy. Mm-mm, there's just something about him I don't like. I don't know what it is. I just don't like him. I don't know what it is. I just, not for me. Thank you guys. I thought he was sweet, but he's just not for me. I don't know what it is. My intuition, my feelings are telling me it's not for me. And what you don't know, or you're unaware of, he gave you the look that Uncle Johnny did. And because of that, you are choosing. So you're not choosing, actually. You're reacting and not really seeing it beyond. So let me just break this all down. So we're going to wrap this up here in a little bit. Can't flying through this the time here already. I said you don't know what you want. Here's why. As a business coach, that is the hardest question I ask my clients. What do you want? And they'll go, I want the big house. I want the nice car. I want this. I want that. I want this. I want this. I want to level up. I want to have a million plus business. I want to have this, you know, and all these different things. And I'll be like, you're lying to yourself. And they go, that's a little harsh, doc. I said, well, let's get to the truth here. You know, I don't want to waste your time or mine. I want to make this as moment, you know, what we got to do. So we go through it. And as we do the work, they find out that's not what they really want. But it's some things like you want the big house, right? You wanted that big house. You knew that house was going to be everything you wanted. You wanted it. It was a 5,000 square foot house, 3 acres, beautiful, right? All that. You move in. You're like, yeah, this is it. I did it. I made it to this level. You're feeling great, right? All of a sudden, the house you didn't realize is it's older. It has mold, you found out. It has this. The HVAC system just gave out. How much are you loving that house right now? How great are you feeling with it? Are you feeling that same feeling? I bet you you're not. Okay. Same thing as like you want to marry somebody. Okay. You're like, I want to marry this person. I want to have the best wedding ever. Oh my God. I want to have it over in Italy, overlooking it in Venice and going down the gondola and marrying it over the bridge and having people come and the bridal party swimming the whole nine yards. And then it downpours. Okay. Or the person you marry turns out not being what they were showing themselves to be. They sold themselves very well. How much are you looking to be married? Or if you think that's what you want, right? A lot of times people say, I just want to have the perfect marriage. I want to get married and have the perfect wedding and all this. And then you're like, and then I say, that's all I want. That's the top of my list. No, it's not. You're lying to yourself. I'll bet you any money you don't. Here's why. You'll get married. What's the next thing you're going to want? If you want children, it's going to be children. What's the next thing after that? But I thought you said what you wanted was a wedding. And that was going to be an end all be all. It's not. And then you want this. And then you get there. And then you want something else. So it's not really what you wanted because you don't know what you want. And the reason why is because you're letting your mind dictate, thinking that what's out there and what you're going to get is going to give you something of what you're looking for. And the problem with that and the meet your heart and all the stuff you have and all the things we've done. And what happens is you're distracting and pulling yourself farther and farther and farther away from the essence of who you are, which is bliss, stillness, calmness, peace, enthusiasm, happiness. All those different, that consciousness, those consciousness levels of emotions, that's your true essence of who you are. And the problem in life, and most people don't experience that long term. They'll experience it for a moment. They may experience it for a minute, a month, 3 months, a year, but it comes right back. You know, I know somebody who has to travel all the time or they're going to get stressed out. And I'm just like, whew, there's a lot there. So there's these, all these different elements to it. So we don't really know what we want. And we're chasing things that we may think we know what we want. And most time you don't. Because let me tell you one last thing here I'll leave you guys with is the mind's always wrong. Your mind's always wrong. The chances of it being right is 0.00001%, roughly around there. So we're going to trust that. There's a whole nother system that can guide you. But that's for another podcast and episode. Today's episode is all about just showing you how we're letting our mind dictate our life, how we're letting our heart, we're trying to protect the heart and minimize certain emotions and feelings because it reminds us of our past. I showed you some examples in relationships and stuff like that, even in careers, right? People say, well, I got to wait for the perfect time before I launch my business. What perfect time? There's never a perfect time. You're making that all up. The mind's telling you something to hold you back because you have a fear of failure. You have a fear of being judged, or you have a fear of thinking that you will not be successful. That's what's holding you back. That's what's choosing it for you, right? You know, or sometimes you think you want to have this certain type of business, but really it was just the status you were chasing or something else that you were looking forward to. And it's the stuff that's leading you to a dead end every single time. So in our lives, many people, that's why we're so burnt out. I see this in entrepreneurs and so much, is they're hitting all these different avenues, keep going here, 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 hitting roadblocks all the time and not achieving the bliss and excitement of what they truly want. In the course that I have, that I launched, again, you get 25% off it. I dive so deep into this and we go into the mind hardcore. We go into the heart hardcore. We get into predicaments, the dilemma you've created, the conditioning. We get into what you can do and then how to unlock the greatness. You have the key. You're holding it, but you're saying you're locked up and you can't be yourself, but you have the key in your hand. The problem is you've been taught that you don't have the key and you've been conditioned that you don't have the key. And I share with you how you have the key. It's 20 something years of my life that I've been studying spirituality, studying quantum physics, all that fun stuff to, in my experiences and working with clients and patients and so forth. And I put that all together to give you the most simplistic. I'm telling you, in this course, I teach you nothing, only awareness. There may be some neuroscience and quantum physics and fun stuff I throw in there, but it's awareness is what I'm really, really trying to create there. And if I can get you there, that's 90% shift in your life right there and then. When I work with business clients, when I can get them to become aware of the blockages that they're creating, the resistance that they have, 90% solved. And then all of a sudden their practice, their business, whatever, doubles 50%, 80%, 100%, 200%, you know, over a period of time. And it's not like I did anything. I didn't do anything. I just created awareness. They trusted. We went through the awareness process. They explode, you know? And so this stuff works. But the course is there for you to check out. It is 10 weeks. It is a week by week course. What that means is every week you get new content so you can dive deeper into the program. I do that for a reason. A lot of times the problem in life is we're trying to just download everything all at once. And I don't want to add more to those problems. What I want to do is have you have time to reflect, go through the course, go through the video stuff. Then have time to reflect, go through the meditations, go through the breathwork stuff that's recommended and all that good stuff. You get it down, you do well with that, and you move on to the next week and you go through the same cycles and everything is different. So it's not always the same pattern. We change it up based upon what we're talking about, but to get you to a certain point. So if you go ahead and register, put in the Mindful Experiment code, it's in the show notes. You also get access to, for signing up, you'll get access to all three of my books. You'll get it in PDF format and you'll also get it in an audiobook format. And I also give you the abundance ebook that I've written, Manifest Abundance. I share that with that also. So you get some extra bonuses if you sign up. So take a look in the show notes, sign up, put the code in, get 25% off. And I want to thank you for tuning in. If you have not already, subscribe to the podcast, share a review. It does help us wherever you're listening to. And we appreciate you taking the time to join me today. I hope I got your mind running a little bit. Hope you judged it a little bit. That hopefully gives you some awareness to how much your mind's running. Pay attention to that. See how much it actually creates the stories and know that's not you. And if you just do that, that's a little bit more liberation in your life than you had before. Appreciate your time. As always, much love, and I'll talk to you next time. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.